have a question, Rob.
Yep.
So I do my meditation whenever through the day. Mm-hmm. It can be anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to do that 5 minutes in the morning and in the evening. But in the nighttime, it puts me to sleep.
Well, just do a couple.
Like I'm in the middle of hurry.
Yeah, but you don't
and
do it. You
I feel
gotta,
guilty.
You, no, no, you
got to
do it. No. You have to do it before you lie down.
I thought you said we could do it on the pillow in our own head.
Yes, dear. No. It's not the
That's
best place.
What you said last week.
You can, but if you have to, the staying awake is
even
the problem.
Even then, you could do it for a minute for you.
But if you don't want to break the chain, because the chain creates something in your psyche that anticipates and awakes it, and it creates a regular habit. So if you got to, before you go to bed, go to the bathroom for 2 minutes. And just chant in the bathroom. It's, when you're in a relationship, it's difficult, because do you chant, then go to bed, then make out, then go to sleep, or do you try and make out and try and get the chant in between,
well,
make it out
and
go to bed? You know, like,
for 5 minutes.
It's an awkward mechanic, but it's like...
Okay, so then in that case, if I'm doing my regular meditation during the day, doing it, I don't need to do it before I go to sleep. That's it.
No, this is something different.
Yeah,
exactly.
You need it morning and night. Between the waking dream and the sleeping dream, and between the sleeping dream and the
okay,
waking dream.
Okay, that's important to know.
During the day is extra.
Oh.
Mm.
But so in the morning you can lie down and do it, you said?
No, you sit up. Just sit up. Like, if
and
you're
you
on your own, it's easy because you got nobody else. Sure, you can do it in the shower.
I got to sit up and go pee right away. Can I do it on the...
So, okay, do it in the bathroom. But it's better than not doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like trying to get that slice. Even if it's just a couple of minutes, like... If you go to the washroom or take a shower, do it then, but just don't break, get it in, get
just,
it in somewhere.
Is any order of Om Hari? Or
well, just Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om. I would suggest, you can do any of it.
While
you're just,
making your coffee?
I would try and do it just...
But you have to do it mindful.
Look, if you're doing it before you start doing things, there's a silent gong going off before the whole day. If you're doing it once you're into things, you've already lost your moment a bit. So you want to do it pretty quick, within a few minutes of getting up, you know, or waking up.
Yeah.
And you just want it in there. If you wake up in the morning and it's going to be a mechanic to get through, like being mom and having everybody challenging you, it's a mechanic to get through. If you're awake in the morning, you can say it lying down, but it's better to be sitting up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got to just say it quietly, do so, but if you can say it out loud, it's better. You can just do Hari Om, Hari Om.
It's better to say it out loud than in your head?
Yeah, yeah.
It creates a vibration.
Well, mm-hmm. You're not ready to do it in your head. To do it alone in your head takes... You've got to log in. You've got to get a few million ohms in, Hari Om's in, before you're ready to really do it comfortably.
I'm trying to think of a way. Like, in the morning, like, there's no way I can... You know, I jump out of bed, okay, you know, breakfast, kids...
Yep.
Can I do that in the car?
Can you jump out of bed 5 minutes earlier?
No.
That's a choice.
No, even if I do that 5 minutes earlier.
But that's what you're trying to do, is get this little moment.
No, but I'm asking, can we do that driving? Like, you know, can you...
Change? Yeah, but that's extra. But this is just a little thing. 2 or 3 minutes every morning, every night. It for 3 months, it makes...
Actually,
and what if you only do it, like, either the morning or the evening?
It's not the same. Not the same.
You can maybe...
You have to start and end your day that way.
It's just a special... It's a special initiation into Hari Om. If you can get, if you log, don't try it until you got your will set up or you figure out a way you can do it. But
I
once
thought
you try
I was
it,
on my way. Now I'm really at a scratch.
Once you get the 3 months in, you're established in it,
month,
and you've got it regularly there. It's no big deal to make it 4 minutes or 5 minutes when you want to. But if you try and do an hour a day, an hour once a week, it's not as much as doing 2 minutes a day, twice a day regularly, because you get used to it being there. You start holding on to it.
Maybe you can explain that for Pierre's sake, again, in the morning, and why.
Yeah, because...
Consistency.
You wake up in your dream, and before you wake up, your dream state, you're already anticipating you're going to be chanting, so your consciousness is moving towards a chant. Mm. And once you've chanted, the consciousness carries itself while you're doing your morning things. Mm. Maybe till you get out the door, maybe it carries a bit further, but you're keeping it with you. Then, before you go into bed, it's already, you're anticipating, I'm going to do this. Like... It's just sort of slightly in your consciousness at first. But after 3 months, there's a solid awareness of this, and it carries into your early dream state. So, but like it's just at the beginning, it's just flickering like two stars when you do it a few minutes morning and night. But after 3 months, the anticipation becomes 6 hours anticipation and 6 hours effect both ways, and you've got a whole circle, a whole sphere of protection.
Mm-hmm.
that's around you. So you're living in Hari Om then. You've got the sphere around you. Then you don't break the chain and you're established.
No one can get at you.
No, but it's a very private thing. It's nobody. It's not even about nobody getting at you. You're established in having some space that's not thoughts.
I'm thinking just of myself.
You know, just restoring innocence and having a little bit of space without thoughts. I mean, how many days do you go by we don't get space without a thought? You know, we just don't get it simple like that. You know, like, a lot of people go through years without ever getting a day.
I think when I run in the forest and stuff, I get it a lot.
But
when
you're running, you're stepping, you've got rhythm, you can put the chant there anytime.
Oh, I love that.
But
yeah.
This is getting it into a place where there's silence and stillness. It's putting it in, it's making a sacred territory in a sacred place. Mm-hmm. Now, in India, they probably say do it in the morning, do it at 6 in the morning, do it at 6 at night. But I think just when you get up, whenever that is.
6.
You know, just you get up, you take a couple of minutes. If you're really busy, you just at least say 20 Hari Oms. You know,
the
at least
thing is to remember to do it. Like for me,
yeah,
I think of it as, I forgot, you know,
yes,
I want. Like,
but this is the thing. Once you've got your intention and you remember to have done it and you get 3 months done, you've remembered consistently. You've brought in a good habit that will last you a lifetime. And it's not hard to keep it from there. Then you slowly build up the speeds as you need, the times as you need it. No, it's a bit more difficult when you're sleeping with somebody. You know, sometimes it's better to just go to the bathroom for a minute or two, take a minute or two.
Thank you so much. Might even be difficult if you're in the bathroom, you know.
Well, why should they be listening outside the door?
Well, they won't hear me over the TV.
Turn the water. Yeah, right. So you can get it. It's doable. But you got to figure your own way to do it.
I'm looking at it so nicely in my head.
Yeah, but your head isn't consistent. Because it can go off and go on. You're not sure where you're. This is something where you're making your anger. It's like you're sowing the chant into your psyche. Mm-hmm. The other stuff becomes extra, but then you've got a background. And then the extra, sooner or later, at some point, you get, it's somebody else is chanting, or I'm chanting. It begins to become like a happy thing, mm-hmm. not just something you got to do or something you're thinking about. That's the puzzle, getting it from something you're thinking about.
Well, you can do it with the CD also. No, if you put your CD.
That's different. That's still passive. Like it's this is just you to yourself. It's you to your soul, your own maker, you to God. You're putting God's name in. You're taking a few seconds out of a day, a few minutes out of a day just to do it. Mm-hmm. It's not tall order. Some people believe that's why we were born, to get back to that. You know? And this, the chanting is just a tool. But we're using sound and chanting to get to silence. It works. If nothing else, for the last couple hours, we haven't been pulled into as many things about what we're going to do as we normally would have. So anyways, that's it. That's great.
Well,
we've sung for our food. I'm not eating until 11 because I've been on a fast for a couple of weeks.
By the time we warm up the soup and everything,
yep.
I go for a cigarette and
you've been on a fast for a couple of weeks?
I go on a liquid. I eat solid foods on the waxing moon. And when it went from the full moon to the new moon, I just have liquids.
Why do you do the solid and the waxing and then the liquid?
Just I like being starting to meditate the fast on the full moon, and I like completing at the solstice. I like the quiet that I get to by being at the new moon, at the greatest darkness of the month.
Did you say tonight is the new moon at 11:01?
Yeah, 11:02. Yeah.
I thought it was tomorrow.
In the books, if you look in a calendar, they'll say tomorrow because they'll say 3 or something a.m. or 4 something a.m. tomorrow, but that's doing Greenwich time. It's done for England time, and it's not done for the time for here.
And the new moon is when the parasites birth their seeds, and the full moon is when they're hatched.
Okay, well, let's just think. We're parasites, and we're trying not to get more seeds than we have to, you know? We're trying to get rid of the thoughts. You know, but lots of things.
No, so
are,
when it comes to cleansing in the body, yeah. Just to think that way.
Yeah, no, it's more for the spiritual point of increasing my sensitivity up to the new moon.
So in the new moon,
the seed
you have liquid?
No, at the new moon I start with the solids.
Solids to the full moon, and then the full moon you go to...
Yeah,
okay.
So it's like a death and a rebirth. Like
do you know Darlene that lives in Aurora?
Drummer?
Darlene
the drummer, and the shiatsu, or she does some kind of a massage or something.
No, she does.
I know
the husband. She does spiritual.
Oh, I know a different Darlene.
What's her last name?
I don't know, I did laughter yoga for them a few weeks ago. But that way we would have 20 people coming here, because she had, in her basement, she had but almost 20 people.
I'm open, anybody wants to come. This is a different kind of chanting, you know, and it's something I just...
But maybe you'd want the 20 people in her place.
I don't mind. Anyone gets eight people or more together...
But yeah, I mean, it's in Aurora, so...
Anywhere. If someone gets eight people together and wants to chant, if they're in Kitchener, I'll drive over.
Yeah? Oh, well, that'd be great.
You know, I'm totally open to that. No, we did it for 6 years and then we stopped. And it's been a year or two. My mom, I had to take care of my mom. She was dying and stuff. So once that's completed, I just thought I didn't want to go another year without doing it. But no, that's total open, always.
Oh, okay.
And if it's room for a few other people to come, that's great. I'm doing these ones on every new moon in any case. So,
Are you going to continue to email?
Yeah, I'll send you an email.
Okay, great.
So if I get your guys' email, I can do that too.
Great.